This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C. Coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast conspiracy feed. The topic for this pod thread is 2 out of 3 Amigos, Operation Northwoods. Or should I say Northwood? That first 33-second podcast that slipped out over the feed was rather nice, actually. Kind of short and sweet. Not that I'm one to point fingers. nonetheless, I'll try to be brief for me anyway and comment on some of the items of interest here. And actually, what I wanted to focus on for this reply is Operation Northwoods. Yeah, that's pretty wild stuff. And apparently, it's 100% genuine. And, you know, I look at this as just one piece of the puzzle. It for people that haven't been studying conspiracy theory for a while, documents like the Operation Northwoods documents are pretty shocking. But if you've been looking at this stuff for a while, it's not as shocking. No, and there's much worse stuff out there. Consider, this is something that they were willing to declassify. This is actually something that the government has declassified. So imagine, if you will, what it is that's still kept secret. And, you know, based on what I know, most of the stuff that's classified is extremely boring. Probably 99.9% of all classified information, at least U.S. government classified information, is just boring stuff. It's just stuff that the government doesn't want other governments to know about, and it's just usually really boring stuff. Oh, but man, the remaining part, though, that little 0.1%, whoo, that can be some wild stuff. This whole notion of ginning up reasons for invading Cuba, from what I've seen, if you take a look at history, I think that's standard operating procedure for pretty much all wars, and not just the U.S. We see this, we see all countries really, and well beyond, long before the U.S. was ever, ever became a country, we see other countries using pretexts for invasion and other aggressive acts. They've always got to have a moral justification, right? They've always got a reason to rally the troops and get the citizens behind the invasion. Invasion, the attack, whatever it is. And what better than to have some kind of event, a touchstone event, something that people can say, this is the reason we're fighting, this is what we're fighting for. And more often than not, it's some kind of pretext along the lines of what Operation Northwoods was designed to create. Terrorist actions. Look at Cuba. They're the aggressors. Cuba's the aggressor. That's why the United States has to invade Cuba. Because look at all this terrorism. Look at this plane crash. And the similarities to 9/11 should not be dismissed out of hand, because there are far too many of them. But getting back to the broader question here, my current thesis with regards to the questions that Operation Northwoods opens up is that where legitimate pretexts for war don't exist, they will be manufactured. And I don't think this is anything new. And like I pointed out, I don't think this is unique to the United States. But we have our share, and Operation Northwoods is an example of this in the U.S., so I'm going to focus on the U.S. And, I posted the Operation Northwoods thread that Mr. Whoopi started. And by the way, Mr. Whoopi, that's a great thread. It's really cool. It's the kind of thread I like seeing on ATS. You know, there's a lot of interesting questions being raised there. If you look back, I mean, one of the classic examples I like to use is remember the Maine, the USS Maine on February 15th, 1898, the USS Maine exploded while moored in Havana Harbor in Cuba, killing 260 U.S. sailors. Even though the cause of the explosion has never been conclusively established, the so-called attack on the USS Maine was used to justify the Spanish-American War, and Remember the Maine became the battle cry and a catchphrase for the rise of American jingoism. That's there's definitely an air of familiarity there, right? Some outrageous act was committed, and the U.S. in its righteousness has to respond with a war. The thing is, I don't think that's necessarily the earliest example, but it's certainly a defining example. And if you look at all the U.S. War actions, military actions that have been taken since the Spanish-American War, you see a pattern. There's always a good reason for us to go to war. And, you know, are all of these manufactured pretexts? I don't think so. I don't think necessarily. But it does beg the question, how many of them were manufactured pretexts? I suspect the percentage of pretexts for U.S. involvement in wars over the last century is higher than most people would think. And in that vein, here's some things. I'm just going to list some of the military actions that the U.S. has taken in the last century since the Spanish-American War. And I encourage my fellow members to consider the reasons that were given. I'm just going to name these. I'm not going to go into detail on these. But just what I challenge my fellow members to do is consider the pretext for U.S. involvement in these countries for U.S. military action, and think about whether or not they can be conclusively shown to have been legitimate pretexts, you know, with solid reasons, or if maybe there was some hanky-panky going on there. Take a look at Haiti in 1915. Mexico in 1916, the U.S. entrance into World War I in 1917, things like the Zimmerman telegram and U.S. ships being sunk by German U-boats. Worth looking into some of the details on those claims. The invasion, U.S. invasion along with Britain of Russia in 1918. A lot of people don't know about that, but actually the U.S. did send troops. They were in Russia for over a year in Arkhangelsk, or however that's pronounced, before finally withdrawing. That was at the end of World War I. U.S. involvement in World War II, of course, Pearl Harbor, right? Pearl Harbor. Oh, man, those nasty Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Which, by the way, they did. The question that I have with regards to Pearl Harbor is the U.S. response. Apparently, we knew more than we said we did about Japanese preparations for war. Look at the Korean War, U.S. involvement in that. Cuba, 1961, Vietnam, 1964, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, Grenada, 1983, Panama, 1989, Kuwait and Iraq in 1991. I'm sure many of my fellow members are aware of some very puzzling diplomatic developments between the United States and Iraq right before it invaded Kuwait. We apparently played rope-a-dope with them on that. Yugoslavia, the Yugoslavian wars during the 1990s and U.S. involvement in that. Wag the dog, does that sound at all familiar? Haiti in 1994, the second time I've got on my list here that we invaded. Afghanistan in 2001. Iraq in 2003. Obviously a lot of controversy over the justifications for the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Weapons of mass destruction, right? Yeah, we got to go in and get rid of them WMDs. And now we're looking at could Iran be next, you know, and could the pretext for that be the Irani nuclear program? Time will tell. The list that I've just gone through here is not exhaustive. There has been U.S. involvement in other things. Take a look at things like, U.S. invasion of Hawaii. There's all these things, and they all have a reason. Consider the U.S. involvement in Central and South America, as well as the Middle East, for the past several decades. The term secret wars is literally been coined over this kind of stuff. U.S. involvement all over South America. The U.S. assassination of Salvador Allende. U.S. involvement in Nicaragua. Guatemala, the war on drugs, which is apparently a nice aegis for U.S. intervention in Central and South America, for U.S. control of some governments. And I think there's a little more to all that than just drugs, although that's a whole other topic I want to discuss in great detail at another time, that war on drugs. Anyway, getting back to Operation Northwoods and this whole issue of fabricating pretexts for invading countries. I'm glad this topic has resurfaced, and actually this topic has been discussed before. It's just that, you know, each time it does and people discover it for the first time, it is shocking. It is shocking. But when you start exploring it further, what you find is that Northwoods isn't even all that shocking compared to some of the other stuff that you find as you start. And again, you know, you talk about the whole thing with conspiracy theorists being, and that's a whole other ball game. The whole campaign to discredit so-called conspiracy theory, people questioning official media and governments, government accounts of what happens, and the campaign to discredit people who might hold differing points of view that with regards to what has actually happened in U.S. history, points of view that may not necessarily agree with government and commercial media portrayals. For my part, I recommend exploring things like Operation Northwoods and other and the whole issue of pretext for war in greater detail and see if maybe we can't find the rabbit droppings at the bottom of the rabbit hole. I want to comment on a lot of other things that are raised in the Two Amigos podcast, but I think I'm going to address them separately and try and keep my response down to some kind of manageable level. Hey, thanks to the Two Amigos for a fun and informative, if not particularly brief, podcast. But hey, keep them coming. And remember the Maine.